Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When the coronavirus outbreak occurred, the president suggested he would approve $1 billion to thwart its spread. Democrats responded this was a ridiculously small amount and wanted a few billion. The president upped the ante to $2.5 billion. Republican House leader suggested they would need $4 billion, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer suggested they would need upwards of $8 billion. He also said the president wasn't commanding real leadership on this issue, and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi called the president's request for $2.5 billion long overdue and completely inadequate to the scale of this emergency. She added the House would advance a strong strategic funding package that fully addresses the scale and seriousness of this public health crisis. Now, first of all, why would political leaders try to politicize a health crisis that would have the potential of becoming a serious epidemic? Why indeed? It seems the president's adversaries, the Democrat leadership, would much rather create hysteria than to work with the president to solve the issues connected with the coronavirus. They say the president is not doing enough to meet the mounting threat of the virus. The president responded that Pelosi was incompetent and accused her of using the virus for a political purpose. He said, quote, "She's trying to create a panic, and there is no reason to panic. This should not be a political thing," end of quote. Now, the numbers of people in the U.S. who have contracted the virus is very low and includes people who traveled back from the outbreak areas in China or their spouses. And that includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan and 42 Americans who were passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship and were evacuated by the federal government to the U.S. from where the ship was docked in Japan. The president appointed Vice President Mike Pence to head up the official response to the outbreak. The president limited access to the U.S. by people coming in from countries that were most affected. Some people actually attacked the president as a racist for singling out some of these countries. The president moved almost immediately to implement this response and other responses and was still attacked. Now, the American public has got to realize the president has been aware of this from the beginning and has had his finger on the pulse of what needed to be done. What the president has criticized has been the effort of Nancy Pelosi to create a panic so people would turn on the president. There are those who have tried to politicize the stock market response to the virus outbreak to counter the economic advances this administration has made over the past 3 years. The American public has every right to be filled with outright anger that left-wing Democrat politicians will do anything to battle and defeat this president, and that includes compromising the health of the citizenry. There's a time to be political and a time to do battle in the political arena. There is also a time to put political differences aside to battle a common enemy. The common enemy here is the coronavirus, and the target is the American public. This is no time to try and take any sort of political advantage of a political opponent by belittling the efforts of the president. Democrats should be working with the president in private and should seek to collectively eliminate the threat of this virus. Democrats will give the president all the money he needs to battle the virus, but they will never give up their efforts to blame the president for any and everything they can throw at him. It's not inevitable that the virus will be widespread, and the president is doing everything he can to make sure that doesn't happen. A word to the wise. Democrats, work with the president or make fools of yourselves. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.